On this week's edition of the Almanac, we're going to look at the music that brought two people together 25 years ago. An East Coast girl and a West Coast boy who were destined to be together. Let's start on the West Coast, the big city of Vancouver, 1966. 17-year-old Ken Kelly is caught up in the excitement of the British invasion. The Beatles, the Rolling Stones, the Kinks, Herman's Hermits. He also loves some of the great North American groups, the Byrds, the Lovin' Spoonful. But the group he loves best is the Beach Boys, West Coast boys like himself. He goes to their concerts whenever they're in town. He hangs out at the hotel where they stay whenever they're in town. He even gets the chance to drive Bruce Johnston to a concert when the band's limousine leaves without the bass player. When this song hits number one that year, Ken couldn't agree more.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations.
But while Ken's cruising to good vibrations in his mother's car on the West Coast, 10-year-old Joanne Roberts is in a small town in New Brunswick dreaming of Davy Jones, Mickey Dolenz, Mike Nesmith, and Peter Tork, the Monkees. They also had a number one hit that year.
Then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind. I've been alone. I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried.
The Monkees TV series will soon be canceled, and fans like Joanne will become teenagers and turn their loyalties to more serious music. By the time she graduates from high school, she has the likes of the Eagles, the Doobie Brothers, and Cat Stevens in her 8-track collection. But both Joanne and Ken had this number one hit from Elton John playing on their stereos as they danced in their plaid bell bottoms. But while the gap in their taste in music was getting smaller, these two destined lovers were no closer to having their lives intersect. At 17, Joanne was heading off to Mount Allison University on the East Coast, and Ken, at 24, already had his degree in geography from UBC, had traveled around Europe for 6 months, and was now off to Queens to get a master's in planning. These were the years Joanne spent listening to Carole King, Bette Midler, and the Bee Gees. By the time she had her B.A. and was in Ottawa at Carleton in the journalism program, she'd even managed to work this song into a radio documentary. Now, it just so happened that Ken had moved to Ottawa to work for Heritage Canada, and he was still there when Joanne arrived to start university. So these two might actually have bumped into each other at the Disco Vivo while this song was playing, but it just didn't happen. Joanne went back to the East Coast to work as a reporter, and Ken left his job and headed off on his round-the-world odyssey, a year that took him to New Zealand, Australia, India, Italy, England, and all points in between. When he returned to Canada, he thought he'd settle down, and all the questions in that Beach Boys song he loved so much would be answered.
Will I look for the same things in a woman that I dig in a girl?
Or 10, 15.
Will I settle down faster? Will I burst when I travel the world?
16.
Sometimes you'll be blue, or you'll get green.
How will it be?
How will it be?
Will I grow up to be?
But that didn't happen either. In fact, not only could he not find the answers to the big questions about the meaning of life, he couldn't find a job. In the end, he took a job in a city he'd never been to before in his life. He moved to St. John, New Brunswick, to be a neighborhood planner. And you've probably guessed what happened next. He met a vivacious CBC reporter who'd also been unsuccessful so far in her search for the perfect partner. Their first musical date involved dancing at the 1880 nightclub, where they both realized, despite their difference in age and background, that they loved the Rolling Stones.
Let's spend the night together. Now I need you more than ever. Let's spend the night together.
But before you get too far ahead of these two soulmates, let me tell you the song that won the fair lady's heart. Joanne says they were walking home from seeing a performance of Blue Champagne at St. John High School. And Ken said that music by Glenn Miller reminded him of one of his favorite old songs, and he proceeded to sing it to her.
I remember you. You're the one who made my dreams come true. A few kisses ago. I remember you. You're the one who said I love you too. Yes, I do. Didn't you know? I remember too a distant bell and stars that fell like the rain out of the blue. And the angels ask me to recall the thrill of them all. Then I will tell them I remember you. I remember too a distant bell and stars that fell just like the rain out of the blue. You recall the thrill of them all, then I will tell them I remember, tell them I remember, tell them I remember you.
Well, that did it. Joanne knew that anyone who would want to sing a song like that was, at the end of the days, someone she wanted to spend the rest of her life with. Ken was obviously hoping the same thing, because a few months later he proposed, and on April 11th, 1981, they were married, 1 year to the day after their first date. And for their first dance as husband and wife, it wasn't the Beach Boys, the Monkees, the Stones, or even Frank Ifield. They went with the Juno Award winner for Single of the Year by that maritime crooner from Spring Hill, just down the road from where they were wed at the Mount Allison Chapel, Anne Murray and Could I Have This Dance. And after 25 years and three daughters and a son, the dance continues. With this special anniversary edition of the Musical Almanac, I'm Scott Walker. Joanne and Ken, a very happy anniversary and many, many more.
Hello. Song they were playing the first time we danced, and I knew as we swayed to the music and held to each other, I fell in love with you. You'll be my partner every night. When we're together, it feels as we move together, I knew forever you're all I'll ever need. Could I have this dance for the rest of my life? Would you be my partner? Dance for the rest.